Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This next segment here, been a long time coming for me. I saw a report on the deadliness, I'm not making it up, of processed foods a couple weeks ago. And I took it kind of personally, and I felt bad because I eat a lot of processed foods. A lot of processed foods for years. And I'm not exaggerating. Almost everything that I ate came from a gas station or through a drive-through window. Almost everything, by and large. Now, it's not that bad anymore. Not even close. I rarely go for fast food. I've given up taquitos from the 7-Eleven, although they're so, so good. I've walked away from a lot of that because, you know, you got to get a little more serious about your longevity at some point. But I still eat a lot of the processed food, like Costco. I mean, I've got so many ready-to-go, just heat and eat things, which that's processed food, unfortunately. So damn convenient, though. And the other one is, like, deli meat sandwiches. I love a sandwich. And, I'm buying mortadella and prosciutto and salami and pastrami. I mean, I love it. It's a sandwich a day, basically. That's what I have for lunch. And so I feel bad. I feel guilty. Because I know it's bad. So what do we do? How bad is it? Let's find out. Let's start there. Let's find out exactly how bad this stuff is and why we love it so much. Leslie Beck is a dietitian and the clinical director of nutrition at MedCan in Toronto. She writes a weekly column for the Globe and Mail, and she joins us now. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us. I really do appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me, Shay.
You know, this report, when we're talking about ultra-processed foods, I don't think it's earth-shattering in its findings. I don't think anybody is under the illusion that this is health food, right? We knew that this stuff wasn't good for us.
Yeah, you're right. There has been lots of individual studies conducted suggesting that these high intake of ultra-processed foods is bad for our health. But this particular evidence review, the most comprehensive one done to date, it was published last month. It involved nearly 10 million people. And these were researchers from the U.S., Australia, and France. And they analyzed 45 meta-analyses. So a meta-analysis is basically a study of studies. It combines a whole bunch of studies together and summarizes the results. But what they found with it, that there between direct associations between eating ultra-processed foods and 32 adverse health outcomes, including premature death, colon cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, anxiety, depression. I could go on and on. But overall, the findings suggested that diets that are high in these foods, and you can't even call them foods, really.
No.
The researchers said may be harmful to most and perhaps all body systems.
And you make such a good point, Leslie, and I'll get back to some of that. But when you say you can barely call it food, like most of the nutrition has been stripped out of this. When we talk about ultra-processed food, that's part of the process, right? Is it basically, like you say, it makes it less and less food every step of that processing chain?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So ultra-processed foods are industrial formulations. They're made from chemically modified substances that had been extracted from whole foods. Then they're combined with lots of additives to enhance their taste. They're hyper-palatable, their texture, their appearance, and their shelf life. And they contain little, if any at all, whole foods. So you're right. You know, they're lacking those nutrients, those antioxidants that are in whole foods, and many of them, as we know, are high in sodium, added sugar, and unhealthy fats.
Okay, well, I was surprised by some of the facts. I think, you know, like cancer, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, those all make sense to me. I get that. But I was really surprised to read about, you mentioned depression, like mental health issues can be exacerbated by this. Was that surprising to you?
I had written a column about, actually, this was just later in last year. There was a big study showing a link between eating a lot of ultra-processed foods and a greater risk of developing depression. So it wasn't a surprise, but now we have even more research suggesting that, you know, a steady diet of ultra-processed foods affects our mental health. And it's thought that one of the ways is that there's certain additives in these foods, artificial sweeteners, emulsifiers like gums, they can alter the composition of our gut microbes in a direction that can promote inflammation in the body. And inflammatory immune cells do get into the brain, and they can impact our mood, our energy. So that's one of the ways we think that lots of ultra-processed foods can impact mood.
Holy cow. Okay. And the other thing we haven't talked about yet, Lissy, and I think a big part of the problem here is the fact this stuff's cheap, right? It is often far cheaper to buy this ultra-processed food than it is to buy whole foods.
Yeah, that's the problem. It is everywhere. It is easily accessible and it's affordable. So for me to, you know, be on your show and tell your listeners what they should be doing at home to reduce their intake, it just feels wrong because it's hard. And I think what, you know, this big review that we're just talking about that came out last month, it really, really underscores the need for public health policies. Governments have to intervene. The food system needs to change. And we're starting to do that in Canada, actually. You know, we need warning labels on foods, and that is coming. You might even see some of these labels now, warning labels, front of package labels that identify foods that are either high in saturated fat, add sugar, sodium, so people can clearly identify that these are ultra-processed foods, restricting advertising of these foods to kids. And, you know, there is a policy that they're looking at right now in the government banning the sales of these foods, you know, in or near schools and hospitals. So we need to change the food system. And, you know, for sure, I if you at home want to try to, you know, reduce your intake of these foods, there are things that you can do to eat less of them. But it's challenging.
You know, you're absolutely right. And that's the thing. Like, we can look to government, but ultimately government can put in rules and regulations and restrict it. And I think it's all good stuff. Don't get me wrong. I think absolutely it's all. But at the end of the day, like you say, you're going to have to make that choice at home, right? You're going to have to say, okay, is there a way to do it where, because like we've agreed, it costs a lot more to go and buy the whole foods. It's a lot more work. You've got to prepare. Are there ways to do it where maybe it's a little closer to just throwing something in the microwave from Costco?
You're right. It does take a little bit more work for sure. But I encourage people to really, if you're really concerned about this and you think that you eat more than you'd like to of these foods, make a list of the ultra-processed foods that you and your family eat on a very regular basis. What are the things you rely on? You know, and then perhaps you could put some strategies in place to buy them less often, like make homemade versions of granola bars or granola or, you know, salad dressings. And you know, instead of buying processed meat from the deli to put in your sandwiches, you know, maybe on Sunday roast a turkey breast or bake extra chicken that you're making for dinner for sandwiches and salads the next week, that kind of thing. So there's simple things like that you can do, but you got to plan them in your schedule. They do take a little bit more time, not a lot. And once I find you get into a routine of, you know, prepping things in that making more whole foods for your family, it gets easier.
Leslie, is there any truth, and I hear this all the time, and I appreciate your time, I'll let you go after this, that it's addictive? You know, and it's not just, you know, not that we like it, but there is sort of an addictive quality to these ultra-processed foods, isn't there?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We do have evidence that these foods are addictive for some people. And, you know, they're really engineered in ways that's going to drive excess consumption. You know, they contain flavors and sweeteners that make them really palatable and delicious. The industrial processing also changes the structure and the texture of many ultra-processed foods. It makes them soft, so that actually speeds up our chewing time. time, how quickly we chew them when they're so soft, and it delays us from feeling full. So that satiety factor is delayed, and that just prompts overeating. But you're right, there is evidence that they are addictive for some people.
Wow, wow. Leslie, great information. Thank you so much for being here today. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.